right. Welcome to today's episode of Your Daily Scrum. I'm professional scrum trainer Ryan Ripley. That's professional scrum trainer Todd Miller. Together we run Agile for Humans, the premier scrum training organization in the world. All right. Todd, we just wrapped up a class. We were kind of going around on Twitter. I was looking at some stuff. And I'm
seeing I should start tweeting more, I think. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe
I don't really tweet that much. Probably not.
I don't know. It's weird. Topic came up. How does psychological safety work with Scrum? And I'm going to show you what kind of kicked this off, right? Before we jump into that question. Let me pull this up. There was a tweet that went out. Doc Norton. If you don't follow Doc on Twitter, it's Doc on Dev. Really enjoy his work. Terminal Velocity, I think, is his book, debunking the use of velocity as a valid metric. I really like Doc. He had this really cool tweet that today, as you can see, it says, one person says, my secret to leadership is I deeply understand and foster psychological safety. Another person replies, what exactly does psychological safety mean? How do I do it? And the first person says, safety, you know, psychologically. People need to feel safe. So, you know, do that like me. And I kind of tweeted about this. It's this hand-wavy agile coaching nonsense. I just see it so much in regards to psychological safety, Todd, where they wave their hands and say, just be safe, and they move on. And I, Todd, what the heck does it mean?
I do this sometimes. I like definitions. So we level set and understand what it is. And I have a one-line statement coming from Wikipedia defining psychological safety. And it is being able to show an employee oneself without fear of negative consequences of self-image, status, or career. That is the definition of psychological safety. So then it comes to, then my mind immediately goes to reading this definition, seeing this tweet that you just pulled up and entering the conversation, and shout out to Doc too. I love all this stuff. He throws some awesome one-liners out there. And this is a great tweet. Ultimately, who can create and who is responsible for psychological safety? That's where I started going. And I'm like, an agile coach?
No, I can't even imagine an agile coach being... Look, the tweet that I sent out was basically, you know, most of the agile coaches, and I'm saying most, not all, of the agile coaches have never been in a leadership role. They have no idea how to build organizations and structures around teams that could make any of the great things that you mentioned in your definition even possible. And that's why we keep getting this hand wavy stuff that that just doesn't work. But I do think, Todd, there is an accountability within Scrum that can help here.
That can help, right? The Scrum Master?
Yeah.
But how do they do it is the question. And I know that you and I think if I'm reading your mind that I can agree how a Scrum Master can help to enable psychological safety in a team. There's five of them.
Oh, are you talking about the Scrum values?
No way. Is that what you're thinking?
I think Scrum's already come up with a solution to this.
Yeah.
If you have a team where the five values are thriving, focus, openness, courage, commitment, and respect, if those five values are flourishing on a team, psychological safety is achieved.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, this is a fancy term pulled out of a textbook that agile coaches shouldn't even be reading. We're not psychologists. We're not psychiatrists. We're not, you know, clinical therapists. Knock that stuff off.
Yeah.
And by the way, an agile coach, I think, Todd, when we were talking about this earlier today, they're so far separated. This was your thought. So I'm just articulating it. They're so far separated from the inner workings of a team that they're really the wrong person to even be concerned about this.
Yeah. You know, and can I just pull on that a little bit? Yeah. I started thinking I'm working in a Scrum team where we're not quite there yet. We're working on the Scrum values. And this person comes buzzing in with all the stuff about psychological safety. I think it could hinder it, right? Yeah. I mean, this is a very delicate thing for teams to be working on. And the person that is most intimately aware of how this team is interoperating at the moment is a Scrum Master who's enabling communication, bringing to forefront the values and doing the best that they can with what is happening right now. Agile coach to me oftentimes is just like flying in, just being psychological safety. Let me whiteboard it, you know. And
well, it's seagull coaching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you, it's the, I call it swoop and poop. but it's one of those where the scrum master is the local person who is building an environment, who's bringing the five scrum values forward, who's keeping an eye on relationships between the team members and between them and stakeholders and customers and other people in the org. It's that scrum master who's de-escalating, you know, these crisis, these arguments, these situations, de-escalating, what's the word I'm looking for?
Conflict.
Yeah. And so we've got that person on the team ready to go. A professional scrum master by default is building psychological safety.
Yeah.
We don't need any more hand waving. We need people who actually understand how scrum and the scrum values work at a professional level.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And just to reemphasize, I know this is a big take that we have. You're not a psychologist. You're not a psychiatrist. Like, and when I hear psychological safety, I start to think in that realm, right? To me, values and that value-driven conversation is where it's at. And that's how you create it.
Right. Love it. End screen time. Let us know in the comments what you think about what we just talked through. Like and subscribe so you never miss one of our videos. Ask your questions. We're getting a lot of great questions through the comments section, through LinkedIn, through Twitter. Keep them coming. We'll continue to answer your questions as they occur. Check out the videos below. We think you might like them. The YouTube algorithm certainly thinks you will. And for Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. Look, we love safety in a team. We just think that the Scrum values can get you there without having to get a degree or a PhD in psychology. So go that route. Use the Scrum values. Go forth and do great things. And we will see you tomorrow.